I'm April Cummings with Radio Cayman's News. An early start for firefighters this morning. They're monitoring the aftermath of a boat fire in the Prospect area where a small vessel has been burned out near the shoreline. Emergency crews were alerted just after 5:30 a.m. to reports of a boat on fire in the waters off Prospect. When they arrived, the craft was already engulfed, sending thick smoke into the air as flames spread along the hull. Crews have since managed to put out the fire, leaving the vessel heavily damaged and partially submerged. No injuries reported, and no details yet on how the incident started in the first place. As we've been reporting here on Radio Cayman, Gloria McField Nixon is set to make history this July when she becomes the Cayman Islands' first female deputy governor, a milestone that is drawing notice across the region and beyond. Regional media outlets this weekend have been highlighting Mrs. McField Nixon's nearly 30 years in public service, including 2 decades in senior leadership, as she prepares to succeed longtime deputy governor, the Honorable France Manderson, after his 14-year tenure. Commentators in the wider Caribbean are framing the appointment as part of a broader trend of women moving into top civil service and constitutional roles in UK overseas territories and neighboring states. International coverage also notes that officials in London are expecting to engage closely with Mrs. McField Nixon during the transition, and that will include visits to key UK government departments and meetings with overseas counterparts in the months ahead. The Department of Environmental Health will roll out its 2026 annual bulk waste collection starting May 4th, giving each district in Grand Cayman a dedicated week and a week for the Sister Islands. Residents are asked to place bulk waste on the curbside in front of their property before their scheduled week, in spots that are easy for collection crews to reach and that don't obstruct traffic. Department of Environmental Health Director Richard Sims.
Do not miss your dates, as this massive cleanup exercise will not be extended. This is your opportunity to dispose of any unwanted bulky items. Just remember, we are coming to you. There is no need to place them in any other area rather than outside your homes. There are no designated sites for the placement of bulk waste.
West Bay runs May 4th to the 9th, Georgetown May 11th to the 16th, Bodentown May 18th to the 23rd, and then Northside and East End May 25th to the 30th, with collections on Cayman Brac and Little Cayman scheduled for the same week. Details and contact information are available at gov.ky/DEH. You can also call 949-6696. We will post the information on our website at radiocayman.gov.ky, as well as on our social media platforms. The cleanup is being held at this time of year to prepare for hurricane season. That is your local news. I'm April Cummings from Radio Cayman's Newsroom.